Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. This episode is coming one day later than our normal Tuesday episodes, but that's just how it is. That's how it is this week. I hope you guys, if you're listening in real time, that you're having a beautiful summer. It's already mid-July, which is absolutely crazy to think about, but it's such a beautiful time of year. I love the summer. If you're brand new here and you're tuning in for the first time, my name is Mallory Campbell. Welcome to the show. This Permission to Activate podcast is one of my favorite places to have open conversations. I'm bringing in some really amazing guests coming up in the next couple months, which I'm super pumped for. I always love learning from other intentional women and guests that come on the show and share their messages on this platform, because even though you may have heard something, right? Like if you're in this world of personal development, healing, growth, not everything is reinventing the wheel, right? Everyone has their own, everyone has their own voice and spin and perception and perspective on things. And sometimes when you hear a similar message or you've been doing quote unquote the work, you're on your journey, which you're, if you're here, you're doing it, you're listening, you're tuning in, you're reading the books, you're joining the programs, you're going on the retreats, you're investing in yourself, in whatever that means for you. Sometimes if you hear a message spoken from somebody else, it might click and activate something within you. This actually happened a couple different times in different programs that I've ran and a live free training that I did a couple months ago that I had a couple of women who are like, oh my gosh, I've heard this topic spoke about before, but I haven't heard it in the way that it was described here, which unlocked a new opening and activation for some of these ladies, which it's just incredible. This is why energy is so important. You could hear somebody share something on a TED Talk or a podcast or a program, and you just don't resonate with the energy or the message the way that they're sharing it. And then you could tune into a different podcast and hear the exact same topic, and you're like, oh my gosh, this was everything. This resonated so deeply with me. And that's what I love so much about having so many options of really choosing where your energy is going, where you're putting your focus. All of those different things are so important. And when you find something that feels so in alignment, stick with it, run with it, even if it gets a little uncomfy, as it will, because certain situations or people or whatever it may be may strike things within you. And when those parts are activated within, it might be a little sticky for a little bit because it's revealing things to you that you may not have want to look at for quite some time. And I'm speaking to myself 100% when I say that. And you're like, oh my gosh, I know if I enter into this thing or listen to this thing or join this program, it might reveal some things. And that can be scary for some of us because a lot of us like to hide those things deep down. If you saw Inside Out 2, it's like that deep, dark secret, right? That, you know, is to be revealed when, I'm not going to spoil anything, but after the credits, something popped up. And if you haven't seen it, I won't say what it is. But with that being said, sometimes we just push these things down and it just takes something energetically to hold up that mirror and be like, oh man, this is exactly what I needed to hear in this moment. And that's why I trust in divine timing when things are brought into this world. And like I shared on last week's episode, that I've been moving through a lot of anxiety, a lot of heavy energy. I had some big energy releases. I sat with ayahuasca again not too long ago, and that really opened a lot within me. And from that birthed this idea. I was standing in the kitchen with my husband and we were going back and forth. I'm like, something is missing in what I'm creating right now. And it only took us about 5 minutes. I had this big realization that day. And what comes from me sitting with this type of modality, this type of medicine work, is that when I work with somebody specifically, a very intentional facilitator, I'm able to move energy and clear it from my body in a completely different and new way. That once these energies are starting to clear and move, and some layers are, I'm not saying, you know, everything is moved and gone and I'm healed, and we're never done. We're never done. Quote unquote, healing. The journey is never over. Like, it's constantly a work in progress. And somebody was jokingly, I put it up on my Instagram story, and one of our original Destined to Be listeners was like, are you bringing back the onion? I'm like, no. So if you know, you know. If you're an OG Destined to Be podcast listener, you know about the onion. It's not the onion. But working with this type of modality, things start to happen very quickly. And what I mean by that is layers are being removed, more things are being revealed, different opportunities are coming into my field because I'm open and aware to it. And it took me getting to a certain level of openness, releasing control, letting go a little bit. And let me tell you, when you're in this type of energy work, that can be really challenging because our bodies are designed to hold on to things and like store that tension because it's the facade of what keeps us safe, because it's what kept us safe for so long. We're still here. We're alive. These types of patterns have kept, I'll speak for myself, me really safe by just holding on to things instead of allowing things to flow through me, to surrender and really realize like, oh my gosh, I don't have to have this tight, controlling grip looking for approval from everybody else. And really, when it comes back down to it, it's myself that I'm looking for approval of. And when I can lower down my guard just a little bit, I still keep my walls very close. I discern when to lower them, when to open the door in the wall, that whole thing. If you've been a part of my programs or one-to-one coaching containers, we talk about this a lot. And it really allowed me to move some energy through, settle into my body, let myself know that I'm safe, that I'm able to work with these different energies, these thoughts, feelings, different traumas, responses coming forward, and to allow these things to move through my body. And what comes from that is then doors start to open in a different way. Things start to come into my life, into my energy field. Different download comes in. Things start falling away. Different opportunities present themselves. And this conversation, we were sitting there and I'm like, this is when, and my husband pointed this out, he's like, this is when you were the happiest. You were truly living in your purpose. And some things between that point of my life started to then just kind of cloud it. Different things started coming in and creating more blockages and resistance. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what I'm being called to do is step back into some previous work that I've offered and different modalities that I've opened, different opportunities for women to come into my world. And that's something that you're going to see very, very soon. This episode is coming out on Wednesday, the 17th of July. And this is going to hit your inbox later this week. It might even be coming later today or tomorrow. And it will hit the email list first because you guys are, you know, the inner circle. And if you want to join that inner circle, all you have to do is just go to my Instagram profile. You can just DM me or click the drop down menu and you'll see the energy email list. You can subscribe to that and then you're in the community. You get everything first. You get all the discounts, the opportunities, all the new offers. They land to you first before they go on social media or this podcast, which is why I'm not announcing it quite yet. But it's coming and you're going to see that within the next couple days. And I'm so excited. But in this process, and this is what I wanted to talk about today, and I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. And this is something that I love to teach on because I am in it just as much as anyone else. When you find yourself self-sabotaging, and sometimes you don't even realize that you're doing it because it's your body that starts to take over. And your mind might be telling you one thing, your body's not quite caught up yet. You're like, what the heck is going on? I say I want these things, or I'm trying to manifest this thing, or I'm, you know, putting these visions out there, but your actions are speaking otherwise, right? I'll use health and fitness as an example because I always resort back to this as an example. Number one, because I was a personal trainer for over 10 years. I co-owned a fitness studio. I was a competitive bodybuilder professionally for over 7 years. And I've worked with a lot of personal training clients that this would be a mirrored, not metaphor, but an example, right? So let's say you're like, I'm trying to lose these last 10 pounds. And this is a completely made up scenario. Okay. Completely made up. I'm trying to lose these last 10 pounds. I want to do all these things. I want to go to the gym this many days a week. I'm getting on an eating plan. But then you come home, you have a stressful day, and then you eat everything inside your refrigerator in your pantry. I'm not saying this is a bad quote unquote behavior. No such thing as good and bad. It just is. But it's working against what you say you want because your mind and your body are just resorting to old habits of like, well, I'm trying to self-soothe myself here. So what do I know that can successfully, I'm saying that in quotation marks, soothe this dysregulation in my body or this anxiety or this overwhelm or this stress? I'm just going to go grab everything and eat all of these things. And then we just go in this guilt and shame spiral for the next couple days until we decide to quote unquote reset. And then we set this huge plan or this, even if it's a moderate plan that you can follow, something keeps coming back within you. You're like, no, I'm going to resort back to this. Or let's say it's social media and you're growing a business and you want to share more and post more and you're trying to be more consistent on social media, but something keeps coming in to your mind and your body when you go and press post that, oh, this isn't good enough. I can't do it. And then we get again stuck in that spiral. Self-sabotage is basically when you say you want something and then you go about it, making sure that it doesn't happen. Right? If your ultimate goal is to create your most happy, aligned, most amazing life, then you do whatever it is that undermines that goal. It's pretty much self-sabotage, right? You can start to feel resistance, feeling stuck, and those can be really about being indecisive about what you want, or you're too uncomfortable to make it happen. So either you're not making a choice, you're being very indecisive, or you're too uncomfortable, or you're too comfortable to make it happen. Let me share more on that, right? You're too uncomfortable to make it happen, meaning there's so many things, unknown factors that you can't predict, or you are too comfortable in your day to day. You're like, I don't want to shift this up. Why would I change any of this? But you know deep down that in order to seek different results, you have to change something. So you're either too uncomfortable, like fear the unknown, or you're too comfortable, like, I'm good. And then you just kind of hang out there for a while. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with any of these things. But if you're looking for traction and to make like a decent amount of change or growth or expansion, some things may have to change, right? And a lot of us get like buried down by the idea or really some perfectionism tendencies that everything has to be perfect to post something, to share something. And it goes deeper as a need to be fully accepted or validated. It's you find yourself wasting your time and your energy, right? It can be very sticky. And these energy, they can just start to leak on everything. And that's what was happening with me, is that I was allowing myself to sit in this comfort of discomfort of like, I'm not really making any progress moving forward. I'm just kind of stagnant. That doesn't really feel good. So I knew I had to start moving and shifting some of this energy. And I really had to start looking. And this is one of the signature models in a previous program that I offered that has a step-by-step broken down template for self-sabotage. And I'm touching on a couple of these today because it's so important that if you find yourself doing these things, you say you want something, but you're really kind of doing the opposite and you're not achieving the desired outcome, it can be so dang frustrating. And then that can lead to more forms of burnout or just giving up or allowing other people's opinions to dictate your choices and what you're really putting your energy towards, because for most of us, these behaviors go so much deeper than just making the choice to go eat, you know, a gallon a form of ice cream? I don't know, an entire sleeve of Oreos, right? Again, nothing wrong with that. But if it's going against what you say you want, then it's causing some friction in between your vision that you're holding for yourself and the actions that you're taking. And a lot of what is underneath, and this is what I love to bring into my programs and one-to-one containers, is why are we actually doing this, right? It's one thing to be aware that this is happening. Great, you know it's happening. Why is it happening? Because we can put a Band-Aid over trying to fix, again, in quotation marks, and then it's just, that's exactly what it is. It's a Band-Aid. And then we're not actually getting to the root of why we're self-sabotaging. And for many of us, it comes back to lacking the self-worth, that we don't truly believe we're worthy of the things that we desire and that we say we want. When we don't believe in ourselves, we can't get to the goal or the desired outcome. This is affected in self-confidence, self-worth. If we're constantly telling ourselves that we're not smart enough, we're not qualified enough, we're not good enough to have what we want, we'll start acting accordingly to what we're telling ourselves. We're going to start buying into that belief. And we know that the way we speak to ourselves matters. This is stuff that you see on like a board at Hobby Lobby, right? Like you're scrolling your Pinterest and like this is what you see. This is it, right? This is what, I don't know, the word art, right? But it's so true. If we can start to shift the way we speak to ourselves and then allow ourselves to start thinking differently, because we can say one thing out loud, but if we don't believe it internally, it don't matter. You can wake up and say, I'm worthy of all the things, but like the chasing thought behind that is like, no, you're not. You're not good enough. We can't have any of these things. I've gone through this cycle in this pattern multiple times in my 30s, like for 30 some years, I've been going through this cycle. And it wasn't until I started to go deeper into my body, where my body is holding these things and getting to the root of where I'm holding it, that I can start to shift it. Because you can't just wake up. I mean, you can wake up and say affirmations, and that might help. That might be the key. And you might be like, I've been doing this for years. It works. Freaking amazing. Like, share more of your secrets, right? That's incredible. But sometimes those thoughts will catch up to ourselves. And the way that we speak to ourselves directly affects how we present ourselves to the world. When we don't have the confidence, we're going to do things to stop ourselves from achieving that fullest potential. Another angle is that you fear success. And you might hear that and you're like, well, Mallory, I don't fear success. I want success, right? But when we've worked so hard for something, our success can sometimes become a stressor. We put pressure on ourselves. And this can happen when we don't truly believe in what we're putting out there. We're starting to force things, right? We may start to worry that we're not really qualified or prepared, and that we'll be exposed as a fraud or like whatever. Like, this girl doesn't really know because she was living like this last year and now she's showing up this way. Oh my gosh. And it's like, the only person that you're responsible for making happy and fulfilled is you. And if you decide to change your trajectory on what you're doing and become an expert in something else, that's up to you. You don't have to answer to anyone else. If they're not paying your bills, if they're not living a life with you and sharing a life with you, like, you're not going to be an a-hole about it and be like, screw you, right? Like, but you have to answer to yourself. You go to bed with yourself. And our fear of success can lead us to engage in behaviors that often limits that success, because when we're getting close to achieving a goal, we may start doing some things that stop us. And that sounds so messed up, but we're basically telling ourselves, oh, you knew all along you couldn't do it, right? Because there's that voice underneath that was saying, like, you're speaking out there, yeah, I want to do this thing, I want all the success. But underneath, you're like, am I really qualified enough? Am I really going to do it? Do I really believe in myself? Do I really have the confidence to move forward on this? So you take the actions to sabotage it so you can tell yourself, I was right. You knew it. I knew it. I was right. I couldn't do this thing, or I couldn't launch this thing. I couldn't share this thing or create this thing over here. it's way easier for us to connect that and be like, I knew it all along. I knew it. And that becomes an issue if this has been your cycle for so long. Really think about that for a moment, that underneath all of the, some of the mindset stuff and the affirmations, like truly, are you believing you are worthy enough to achieve this thing? And when you can get deep enough to hit where these things live in your body, this is why somatic work is so important, that you can reach some of these points in your body to release this energy, speak to these parts of yourselves, use breath, sound, and movement. This is why I love my mind, body, breath workshop so much, because we're allowing ourselves to drop into the body out of the mind so much that we can't talk ourselves out of these things. We can just simply work with what's there. That's why it's so important. Okay. Or you might want control. We love control as humans. You think about that white grip, white knuckle grip on something, you're like, I gotta be in control. And this is the same principle of, by accepting a negative outcome ahead of time, we feel like we're in control. So you can see it from that point of view as well. If you feel like you're in control, oh, I knew this was gonna happen. I got control of this thing. So we just start to self-sabotage, right? And then we can work in the opposite of fear of success. We fear failure so much that we fear that we'll give our all to a goal, a vision, a creation, and it's still not enough. It's easy to give yourself reasons as to why you failed than to truly give it all and still not succeed, right? This is one of the most overwhelming reasons we sabotage. And if you see yourself in any of these patterns, hi, hello, we can connect. I can resonate with you. Like, I get you, girl. I see you, girl. I've been through all of this. And this is why I love working with women who have these sneaky patterns that come up, because we can start to work with this. The only requirement is that you're willing and open to see these parts of yourselves, to really embody the shifts and the changes that we all say that we want, right? And you can ask yourself some of these questions. If you're feeling stuck or like you're sabotaging, are you prioritizing instant gratification? Are you avoiding what needs to be done? Are you not prioritizing self-love or self-care? And by self-care, I don't mean going to get your hair and nails done. I've said this before, I'll say it again. Those are more maintenance appointments, at least for me. I'll speak for my personal experience. I've worked with a lot of other women who are like, you just move from one appointment to the other appointment. It's in your schedule. You're constantly multitasking. You're doing other things. When I go get my hair done, I get a blowout once a week and I bring my laptop and I work for an hour uninterrupted. And that's not really a form of self-care for me. Yes, I'm getting my hair done. It feels freaking amazing. I love it. I leave. I feel great. But I'm also multitasking, habit stacking, and getting a lot of other work done. So for me, that's not self-love. That's maintenance for me. And you can perceive that whatever way that you want to perceive that. That's up to you. You're all entitled to your own opinion. But for me, self-love or self-care is really spending time on me on an energetic level, on a somatic level, giving myself what I need, grounding with the earth, taking walks, things like that. Are you always procrastinating? Are you always focusing on the negative thought loops that come up? Are you obsessing over the negative thought loops that you have? Oh my gosh, that can override your entire life. And I was in that for this last month. No matter what I did, I couldn't get out from this cycle of these thoughts of just like, bleh. And I had to start working somatically within myself and using other tools and prioritizing different practices and really looking at some of these self-sabotaging behaviors that I was creating. And I knew I could step out of it by shifting just a couple things. And you can really start to look at a couple prompts of like, what areas do you feel these patterns are showing up the most? What are you being triggered? Or what's triggering your most recent sabotaging behavior? I go in an entire, what do I want to call it? I have an entire, oh my gosh, I'm losing the word. Whatever. I have worksheets for the, I have a process. That's what I'm looking for. I have a signature process that can take you from recognizing these sabotaging behaviors and patterns to really start to unlock and unravel at the root of why these things are happening and what shifts that you can make to get out of these patterns, to be able to clearly manifest, to have that clarity that you're looking for, to be able to feel what's in alignment and what's not by creating more awareness around your mind and your body. And I did an episode about this a couple of weeks ago, that sometimes having too much awareness can work as a negative because we're just now aware of anything. We're aware of everything, but we're not taking action. And that can create so much resistance and stuck, stagnant energy. You're like, yeah, I'm aware of all these things, but are you actually doing anything to move this energy through your body and to feel where these thoughts and habits are coming from and dictating these actions that you're taking? And the signature process that I have in something that I'm bringing back into the world, we go through this step by step by step to be able to uncover, untangle, unintertwine these thought patterns that are taking a hold of your body, taking a hold of your mind, and these actions that are coming out and sabotaging what we want to create. Because there's a couple simple shifts that you can do. And this is exactly what I'm going to be bringing into the world. You'll see this in the next couple days. And if you find yourself hovering around these patterns, or maybe you're in and out of them, right? Maybe you have some tools and you're like, I have moments of just amazingness, but then I wake up one day or this thing happens and it sets me off, and then I'm back in it. This is where these tools become so crucial and beneficial to be able to start clearing and removing the layers, like the energetic clutter and junk that we have in there, that can start to streamline the alignment and clarity and help you take aligned action for what you're actually trying to create and not get stuck in the mind chaos, the chatter that goes on up there. This is why I'm so excited to be bringing these tools back for you. Listening to this podcast episode in an aligned group of women in community, high achieving women who are like out there doing big, great things, but these sneaky little things keep coming up and taking you down. Even if it's like, you know, a day, a couple weeks, like we're gonna crawl out of that, and we're gonna do this together. We're going to link arms and be in unison and work through this. Even if you're in different stages of your life than somebody else, you have this common thread of wanting more and having a deeper connection to yourself, opening yourself up to allow yourself to let go of a little control and trust yourself and trust that intuition a little bit more. It truly is about bringing the mindset tools with the somatic pieces to energetically clear some of that stuff. And this is what I'm so excited to be bringing back into the world. If this is resonating with you, if you're finding yourself in these patterns, just head over to Instagram and drop into my DMs and just share a message. You can, you know, drop me self-sabotage or whatever comes up for you. And you'll see within the next couple days what's coming into your world, coming into this orbit, that you're able to learn some new tools and sit in community and really feel what that next level alignment is going to look and feel like to you. So that's it. That's what I'm so excited for. And if you haven't gotten your ticket for the Activate Your Light event with Jessica Zweig, September 20th, it's in Michigan. We call it Detroit, Michigan, but it's technically in Shelby Township, Michigan. This event is over 50% full. So if you know you want to be one of the women in that room to feel that next level activation, get a free copy with your ticket of The Light Work, Jessica's new book. You're going to sit in the room with Jessica and myself. You'll be able to ask questions. She'll be there answering them. There's going to be some amazing aligned vendors that you're going to be able to shop and really up level your energy. Feel the it's almost contagious in the room that you're going to be feeling that electric energy. If you want to be a part of this, go to my Instagram drop down menu. You'll see the Activate Your Light event. Tickets are still on sale until it sells out. So if you know you want to be, and it's very limited amount of tickets, you guys, it's not that many people who are going to be in this room. So if you know you want to have a spot in that room, simply go over to my Instagram, click the drop-down menu. You'll see Activate Your Light. You get everything that you need there, and you'll get a copy of her new book, a physical copy in your hands at the event, yours to take home. Okay. I hope to see all of you there September 20th. Activate Your Light, 6 p.m. at the Cambria Hotel in Shelby Township. And until next time, I'll see you guys next week. Hey, Quantum Queen. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.